I almost always use three readings. I try to, whatever my theme is, get readings from a variety of different religious traditions or, more broadly, cultural traditions. I'm talking about celebrations, sort of, today. If you've not written a sermon, you don't know that when I say sort of, it's because you start out thinking you're going to write one thing, and you end up writing something very different. But my first reading is from Gilgamesh, which is it began as a Sumerian epic and then got additions over time. It goes back to about 4,000 years ago. And it's probably the first story we have a record of. In this, toward the end of the story, Gilgamesh, the king, sort of god, sort of not, had lost his friend Enkidu. And he's out trying to find eternal life. And an innkeeper that he meets on his way to try to find the guy who's going to help him find eternal life says, "Gilgamesh, where are you roaming? You will never find the eternal life you seek. When the gods created humankind, they also created death. Savor your food. Make each of your days a delight. Bathe and anoint yourself. Wear bright clothes that are sparkling clean. Let music and dancing fill your house. That is the best way for a man to live." One set of thoughts on celebration. A little later, from the Greek writer Hesiod, in his very prosaic Works and Days, written in about 700 BCE, he writes, "They who give straight judgments to strangers and to the men of the land and do not go aside from what is just, their city flourishes and the people prosper in it. Peace, the nurse of children, is abroad in their land, and the all-seeing Zeus never decrees cruel war against them. Neither famine nor disaster ever haunt men who do true justice. But lightheartedly they tend the fields, which are all their care." The celebration of tending your fields as a way to live justly. And then finally we'll come up, 1,500 years or so, to the modern American poet, but I guess he is, Theodore Rethke, who wrote in about 1940 a wonderful poem called Night Journey, from which I have excerpted this. "Now as the train bears west, its rhythm rocks the earth, and from my Pullman berth I stare into the night while others take their rest. Bridges of iron lace, a suddenness of trees, a lap of mountain mist, all cross my line of sight. Then a bleak wasted place and a lake below my knees. We thunder through ravines and gullies washed with light. Beyond the mountain pass, mist deepens on the pane. We rush into a rain that rattles double glass. Wheels shake the roadbed stone, the pistons jerk and shove. I stay up half the night to see the land I love." Another kind of celebration.